But that was not the only surprise.
People began to realize that these tiny star-like things, or they looked like stars, were actually putting out as much energy as 100 galaxies. And yet they didn't look like a galaxy at all.
The paradox was how something so small could be so bright. What could possibly produce such a mind-boggling source of power, with some of them pumping out more energy than a trillion suns? They were given the name quasars.
Quasars became a very big and deep mystery because they were distant in the universe, and therefore we were seeing the universe as it was billions of years ago. And they were more potent, more luminous than anything else that we'd come across before.
Solving that mystery turned out to be the crucial step on the journey that would eventually lead to us observing the strange behavior of our own feeding black hole.
So that's twice times Newton's constant times the mass of the black hole. And if you divide...
What was first needed was a maverick insight from one of modern science's truly original thinkers.
12 centimetres. I was thinking about that mystery, that's absolutely true. And there were a number of different ideas that were put forward, but none of them was terribly convincing.